Elspeth. Hi. You're best and highest. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Everyone's best and highest. And say your first name, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
You're going places. You're going places. And not just home. Where you're going.
That usually is a little weird.
You're going places. And say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
You're going to, how do I say this? You're going to like mystery schools. You're going to learning in, sacred chambers, sacred temples. You're working with the masters. Now, my suspicion is you're doing this in dream time states or in other realities. Because if I ask you, do you see any of this, you're going to tell me no. But I actually see you there. I can actually see you there. And say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
You are a holy. you're very holy. what I mean by that is when I see you,
holy,
you're
holy.
I actually see you in your like spiritual garb, in your spiritual dress. And it's like when I go to these chambers, and I'll find you a Google image so you see what I'm looking at, but people draw them. So I guess they visited them in their meditative states or whatever. And you can see like these crystal cathedrals or whatever. And they say like there are these etheric cities above our dimension that some people can see or you can tune into when you meditate. Anyway, I actually see you there with other spiritual cohorts, and you're and say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
You're not in human form. You're in like your spiritual, like your true colors are showing. You're very advanced, like so advanced. If it's kind of like Joyce, like really that kind of thing. If you could see it, it would just blow you away. It would send your self-confidence like sky high. And they're saying that's why you took on so many of the issues, because you were clearing karma for humanity. So that when you kind of sift through some of the issues you've been working with in this lifetime, it isn't because you're so lost or hopeless or you're so quote unquote bad that you should feel guilt for the rest of your lifetime. It's because you descended into a lower consciousness to help heal the consciousness that still believes it resides on the earth plane. Because in truth, you reside up there in this beautiful, I don't know where it is, I just see like the crystal cathedral kind of looking place. And so that's who you are. That's who you are. And you have the ability, by the way, what's her name? Ebony. Did she help you with meditation?
Last week she came. I don't know if we talk to maybe next week again or tomorrow.
Okay. Because we need to get you meditating. They're saying through meditative awareness, you will be able to really release. So like whatever happened with me and Tammy, it was like release. You will be able to kind of have more meditative awareness with some of these emotions that are still lingering. So, because they're saying that it's your like good dharma to afford yourself the releasing of these energies, because that releasing will open up the floodgates for that fifth dimensional energy to start coursing through. And so that's kind of where you are. So now we're up to meditation. So Ebony, me, someone's going to sit and work with you and help you to practice being in those true states. And what you're going to do is really start tapping into your wisdom self and releasing kind of like the false self, the false idols a bit more. But your spiritual strength, huge, really, truly huge. That's who you really are. And say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
You're going there. You're going there. I can't tell you when. You know, it's kind of like me during one of my online groups, all of a sudden, Ankh started just spontaneously coming out of me. I mean, they just started coming. And what happened to me on Sunday, like just out of the blue, when you're not thinking about it, boom, it starts happening. That's what's going to be happening for you. They're asking you to start some type of meditative practice somehow, some way. So we will get on that for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hi.
Hello.
Hi, so nice to have you today.
Thank you so much.
And how can we help you? And sorry about overlooking you before.
Oh, no,
my apologies.
Okay. That's okay. My thing is like, it's going to sound strange and silly, but I really feel like I have some bad juju on me for
okay.
a while now.
Okay.
And then recently, I guess over the last year, I've like sort of been more aware of having like an empath role kind of in life. Mm-hmm. I think because of that I feel like I've left myself open and mm-hmm. not protected. Mm-hmm. And so because of that is why I feel, you know, just I don't want to say bad things, but yeah, bad things. So I'm trying to, I don't need to know anything other than, you know, maybe protection, something like that, you know.
Okay. So
whatever is my higher good.
Okay. So I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
And do you do any kind of clearing practice for yourself?
You know what? The thing is, like, since birth, I think I've been, like, taking baby bites of different spiritual paths the whole way, you
mm-hmm.
know? So I do, but it's not on a continual thing. Like,
okay.
I will do, say, white sage, what is
uh-huh.
it? You know,
yeah.
and try to put crystals and plants and things like that. And,
mm-hmm.
But it's not on a continual basis.
Okay.
And you know, trying to meditate. And I just listened to your tape. Tonight, it's like, just from listening last night and tonight, I feel like all the messages are towards me. It's funny because,
mm-hmm.
and it also because I study Course in Miracles and
mm-hmm.
it really, I can relate to that too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just sort of, I'm remembering now because
mm-hmm.
I forgot for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be at that place again.
Okay.
I was lost for a long time there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. So the bad, you just feel like you're having bad luck, or you're not feeling centered?
Yeah,
or?
It's been very bad, but continually.
Okay, but it's like actually
year.
External events or
oh, yeah,
external
yeah.
happenings.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tune in, see what I can figure out here.
To the point of losing, I mean, and I'm not a negative person
mm-hmm.
in any stretch of the imagination, but to lose hope, to lose faith in humanity.
Okay.
Not really care about life anymore.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to bring
no,
energy.
No.
I don't want to, but I feel like
that. No, I'm so glad. I'm
yeah,
so glad you're sharing. All right. Well, obviously, you haven't lost all hope because you made it to the second
mm-hmm.
floor of a building. So there's a lot of initiative there within you.
Mm-hmm.
And you patiently waited to the end of the group. So one moment, please. I hear the Taekwondo, and it's like, drum roll, please. So funny. They're funny. Okay. And say your first name, please.
Marianne.
Uh-huh. Okay. And say it one more time, please.
Marianne.
And say it one more time.
Marianne.
Oh, you're so solvable. It's so, let me just make sure before I say this. And say your name one more time, please.
Marianne.
Okay. So let me think. This is going to be on recording, so give me one quick second. And this isn't because of you. It's because of me. So what happens, I feel like you're extremely self-aware, by the way, and I feel like you intuitively know exactly what happened, and you actually said exactly what I'm going to say to you. So what I feel like is you are empathic, and it's a blessing and a curse, as we all know. So I don't know who this is in your life. I don't know if it's a relative, a friend. The sorrow in a foreign country. You know, my husband laughs and he says, you know, someone can have a headache in China and I'll start crying. You know, that's just it. You know, when there are earthquakes, you know, I'm like almost blacking out. I mean, it's just the way it works when you're sensitive. And so, and say your name one more time.
Marianne.
somebody, you're actually very high spiritually, as you're quite aware. Do you channel? Do you do readings? Do you do something?
No. But I mean, I meditate.
You meditate.
And I've had like spiritual experiences.
Yeah, you have. I mean, you're good. I just want to tell you.
I don't do it very often, but when I do feel right.
Yeah. So just so you know, you have incredible potential and incredible opportunities waiting for you in the rest of the days here on planet Earth. And I mean that in all sincerity. So that's the good news. So what I feel like is somehow, you know, because we're all one and because you know that, not in the head, but you just intuitively know that. Out of your bravery, out of your spiritual development, out of your love and compassion, you somehow agreed with someone else's energies. So someone else was suffering. Someone else was seeing life through not a good lens. Sorrow, depression, not maybe wanting to be here anymore, that kind of thing. And somehow, lights are going off here. Somehow you helped them, you erased some of that for them, and so you somehow like identified with that energy to the point that it then appears to be yours. It's not yours. But without having that meditative awareness that it's not yours, it feels like it's yours. So let me just tell you what happens so you understand. So when I do these groups, if someone's like in really bad state emotionally speaking, if they're very fearful, if they're very angry, something like that, and I don't do a really good job of clearing myself, I, the next day, will suddenly be very fearful, very angry, whatever it is. And the thing is, you don't realize you're processing someone else's energy because I'm not fearful of what they were fearful of. I'm fearful of what I'm fearful of. But now suddenly it's magnetized and suddenly I'm a basket case because I'm processing their energies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so here's the good news. You're a very skilled master. The bad news is you're a very skilled master and you're not recognizing what you're doing. And mm-hmm. So it's almost like you're just kind of lost.
I'm hurting myself in the long run.
Really, well, yes and no. Yes and no. In the sense that you're showing bravery, you're showing spiritual wisdom, you're showing spiritual abilities. Now, the downside of that is you're not performing perhaps enough self-care mm-hmm. in terms of valuing your energies as much as you're valuing humanity's energies and humanity's suffering. You've got a big card on wanting to heal Mother Earth, wanting to heal humanity, caring about others. And so what happens is you focus on that and forget about what more perhaps selfish people would be. Like, well, I need to go to sleep. I need to take care of me. You'll always think about someone else first. And so the problem is somehow that got out of balance. That got out of balance. And that can lead to all kinds of like, almost like yucky situations in terms of just really not feeling spiritually centered, feeling spiritually balanced, feeling really almost like emotionally unbalanced. Like
you
almost.
I think the message on Sunday, on Easter, I think you had the message you kind of got that came through was was that.
Yeah.
It was like more focusing on yourself. That's why I said I could identify with the tape tonight.
Yeah. So what this is going to be. Exactly. And say your name again.
Marianne.
Yeah. You're a spiritual guru. I mean, you really are very developed. I know it doesn't feel that way right now inside your little house, but you are. So what this is about is getting you stabilized, getting you cleared, getting, you know, it's almost like the spiritual first aid kit. Mm-hmm. So it's just inundate yourself. I'm sorry?
It's possible.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So it's absolutely, absolutely. So it's inundating yourself with all kinds of clearing practices. I'd be glad to post or email you everything and everything I know about practices. and getting into really good spiritual routines and really just focusing on you and getting the stabilization, using grounding, like putting your feet on Mother Earth, and just really not doing it on an intellectual way. It's sort of like when I sit there, if I sit there long enough, I'll just start tuning into the energies and allowing that to heal you. Nature is probably, you know, better than the pharmaceuticals, and I'm not saying, it's not for me to say what you need or don't need, but what they're saying is, you know, if we could take the time to avail ourselves to what's free of charge and it doesn't require an hour way to the doctor's office, you know, we as a society would be doing a huge benefit to ourselves. So I'm not a health care practitioner, and I can't say one way or the other, but yes, there's hope, and it's how do I say this? It's a lesson on your way to ascension. It's a lesson on your way to ascension, and one that once you learn, you actually will be. And say your name again, please.
Marianne.
And say it one more time.
Marianne.
You'll actually be healing some old wounds. You'll be healing some old wounds because you'll also recognize, as you heal this, as you clear this, you'll also recognize other areas where you did disservice to yourself, or you know, perhaps you played martyr, or things like other energies will suddenly, you know, as you get a little bit clearer, you'll suddenly start seeing it everywhere, and it's like, oh wow, you know, I get that. So at the end of the day, it's really, really good. So right now, it's about tending to your own field, tending to your own field.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. So nice to have you. Indeed, it is time to step up. Yes, in other words, as you provide for self, you perform the wonderful miracle of having a true self, a real self, and a well-equipped self to serve as a bridge to the future, as a bridge for the ascension. We are delighted, delighted to hold hands in ceremony. You see, we work with you energetically as you share, as you wait your turn. It is all fruitful and profitable because we get to travel amongst the midst of the masters. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.